This Thanksgiving Day, George is looking forward to a quiet little dinner for two. So let's meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie.
Boy, that turkey smells good.
Oh, I'm glad, George. I love to cook for you.
Really?
Sure. That's half the fun of being married. Fixing things for you to put in that cute little tummy of yours.
What's so funny?
Oh, I was just thinking. I take it out of one pot and you put
never
it
mind,
in...
Never mind, never mind. Anyway, it's nice just the two of us are having a nice little cozy Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, it will be cozy, won't it? Just you and me and the sailor.
The sailor?
Yes. I was at the Hollywood canteen last night and I saw this sailor. He was dancing with Rita Hayworth and Hedy Lamarr was waiting to cut in. And I said to myself, oh, this poor lonesome boy, what can I do to give him a little pleasure?
You were sorry for the poor kid.
Certainly. Here it is Thanksgiving and he has no relatives to dance with, only strangers.
Yes, he must have been miserable.
Yeah. So I invited him to dinner, and I want to do everything I can to make him feel at home. For example, he's used to the ocean, so I'll put salt in his water.
That'll give him a nice appetite.
Well, I hope so. I want to cram a lot of food into him so he'll come out even.
He'll come out even?
Yeah. Once in my life, I want to see a sailor whose pants are as tight in front as they are in back.
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea having a serviceman to share our Thanksgiving dinner. I'll get an extra chair.
Yeah, oh, wait. I invited Joe after I met Harry.
You invited Joe after you met Harry?
Yeah.
Another sailor?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that'll make it two chairs.
No, make it three, dear. Joe is bringing his buddy. They're inseparable.
I see. What's the buddy's name?
Gertrude.
Gertrude?
Yeah, she's hostess at the Dreamland.
That's the sailor's buddy?
Yeah.
Well, I'll get another chair. It'll still be fairly cozy. Just the five of us, the sailors, will love it.
Sure, so the soldier.
You invited a soldier to dinner, too?
Well, I had to, George. He was all alone in front of a theater on the boulevard, and I never saw a hungrier expression on a boy's face.
Really?
Yeah. He just stood there staring at a billboard with Betty Grable's picture on it.
Yes. What he needs is a big helping of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's right. And I know he liked the way I planned to serve them. A bowl of potatoes and a bowl of peelings.
Bowl of peelings?
Well, he'll appreciate the potatoes more if he can look at the peelings that somebody else took off.
The soldier will like that.
Yeah, so will his buddy.
The soldier's bringing a buddy, too?
Uh-huh.
What's her name?
Oh, it isn't a woman, George. These soldiers have been on the desert for 6 months. They've forgotten all about women.
I've heard different. Okay, I'll get two more chairs.
So, better make it three.
Again, huh?
Well, the sergeant can't stand up.
Cozy little Thanksgiving dinner we're
having. Oh, you like the sergeant. I think he must be the head guard at Fort Knox.
What makes you think so?
Well, he told me that he's in charge of more gold bricks than any sergeant in the army.
I never knew one that didn't make that claim. Well, let's see. With three soldiers, we now have seven. Well, I guess we have enough chairs.
Sure. The Marines can sit in the divan.
Marines?
Yeah. Marines love to sit on divans.
Yes, especially with other Marines, yes. How many did you invite?
Only two.
Oh.
But four are coming. You see, they were together on Guadalcanal.
Well, I'm tickled to death to have them, but I wonder if we'll have enough food for them.
Oh, the Marines will probably bring along some butter and milk and cheese.
Where will they get it?
Well, George, don't you read books? Don't you go to the movies? Haven't you heard of the Guadalcanal Dairy?
Say, silly of me not to be able to think of that.
It was, certainly.
Look, Gracie, I think it's a wonderful idea to have servicemen for Thanksgiving dinner, but that's a turkey in the oven, not a P-38.
Oh, that reminds me. Where shall we seat the flies?
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, I felt sorry for him, too. Last night at the canteen, he tripped while he was dancing with the loveliest girl there, and they fell right on the floor.
Really?
Uh-huh. And after he picked me up, I invited him to dinner.
What else could you do?
Well, nothing.
Sure.
Well, the flyer brings our cozy little total to an even dozen. Or is the flyer bringing a buddy, too?
Well...
How many?
How many are there in the crew of Flying Fortress?
Gracie, we've only got one turkey.
Oh, that's right, dear. They're used to coming in on a wing and a prayer.
I guess so.
And besides, I have it all figured out, just what each one will get. Now, the pilot will get the neck.
I say he sits up front.
Yes. And the bombardier will get the dumplings.
Regular blockbusters.
The navigator will get the wings.
Yes.
And, George, you're going to join the crew.
Me?
Yeah, you're going to be the tail gunner.
I've been the tail gunner now for 5 Thanksgivings.
Well, this year I'll use some dressing for camouflage.
Thanks. Gracie, do you realize how many people you've invited for dinner? Can you handle this thing?
Oh, sure, the whack and the wave will help with the dishes.
You invited them, too?
Well, won't it be cozy with a few girls around?
This is going to be the coziest thing ever attempted.
Well, yeah, and you know how girls love salads. So especially in their honor, I'm having a patriotic fruit salad.
Sounds good.
Oh, yes. I take a red apple and a white banana and a blue plum and stick them on a fork. Red, white, and blue. Cute, huh?
Won't that be a little hard to eat?
Oh, you don't eat it. You just wave it around.
That'll keep them thin.
You see, Judge, I've tried to prepare something special for each branch of the service I invited to dinner. For example, my drop cookies.
Therefore?
The paratroops.
Cozy little dinner.
Well, George, I just couldn't leave out the paratroops. They've been doing such a grand fighting job.
The Russians have been doing pretty well, too.
Yeah, I know. Do you think one bottle of vodka will be enough?
Don't tell me.
A Russian sniper.
Well, the only thing to do is to move the table and everything out in the yard and serve buffet style.
Oh, we can't do that.
Why not?
The RAF boys are playing cricket back there.
Call a doctor.